Yeshua Perek Yud Aleph. Now that Klal Yisrael finished the southern conquest of Eretz Yisrael, they move on to the northern conquest of Eretz Yisrael. As Pasuk Aleph says, Vehi kishmo yavin melech Chatzor, Veyishlach el yoivav melech Madon, Velemelech Shimron, Velemelech Achshav. When the kings on the northern side of Eretz Yisrael heard about this, they all decided to join forces and team up against Klal Yisrael. In Pasuk Dalet, it says, Am Rav Kechol Asher Al Sfat Hayam Lerov V'Sus Lerechev Rav Me'od. They were a tremendous nation as the sand on the beach. They had lots of horses and lots of chariots. The Das Sofrim points out on this that the Jews also had chariots and horses. However, they only relied on Hashem. They didn't rely on their military prowesses. In Pasuk Vav through Pasuk Tesvav, Hashem tells Yehoshua, do not fear, because tomorrow I will deliver them, the enemies, into your hands. What you're going to do is you're going to cut off the hooves of all the animals and burn down their chariots. The next day, Yehoshua does exactly that. He goes, they cut off the hooves of the horses, they burn the chariots, the armies go and destroy and wipe out all the cities by sword. And Pasuk Yogimel, Rakol Ha'irim, Homedes Altilam, Lo Srafim Yisrael. However, the only cities that did not get burned down, the Navi tells us, is the walled cities. The walled cities were not burned down, only the regular cities were. In Pasuk Tezvav, the Navi reiterates, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe Avdu, Kain Tziva Moshe es Yehoshua. Just like Hashem commanded Moshe commanded Yehoshua, V'chein asa Yehoshua, and Yehoshua followed through as well. Lo hisar davar mikol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Yehoshua did not leave out anything that Moshe had told him. Again, the Navi tells us that Yehoshua was acting only in accordance to Das Moshe, which was Das Hashem. In Pasuk Tes Zayin through Chaf Gimel till the end of the Perek, it enumerates the cities that Yehoshua had conquered. In the end of the Perek, at the end of Pasuk Chaf Gimel, it says, Ve'eretz Shaftam U'Milchama. The land was very quiet from war. It had took many years for these battles to take place. In Pasuk Yuches, I'd like to point out, it says, Yamim Rabim Asa Yehoshua Eskol Ha'Milchama. That Yehoshua, he took many days in order to go about this battle, these battles, many years. Rashi brings this, the Tchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma, that points out that this was actually a Ganai on Yehoshua, who dragged out the war in order to live a longer life. Yehoshua knew that he was going to be the one to conquer Eretz Yisrael, so therefore he let the war drag out. The Medrash points out that he was punished for this. He only lived 110 years, while his Rebbe Moshe lived 120. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.